Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, and it is Pride weekend. When's the big parade? Is it Sunday?
On Sunday.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, we posted on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page a complete rundown of what's going on this whole weekend for Pride celebration.
People start coming to the city early, not 6 a.m. early, but pretty early on Sunday, too.
Yeah. It's going to be fantastic.
Spots. I was looking at a couple of the events. There's a SF Pride Sunset Cruise.
Of course,
the parade. There's a parade, a Pride run, rather, a 5K and a 10K.
Oh, cool.
Happening. And then there's a Sundance Saloon Pride Country Western Dance, which I'm trying to get Hooman to go
the
to.
The Sundance Saloon Pride Country Western Dance.
That's correct, Sarah.
Well, that's fun.
That it sounded fun.
Is it going to be a mechanical bull at that?
Sure.
That seems like a good time. A mechanical bull.
You done that?
I don't think I've done that. I feel like I've seen it enough times that maybe I'm misremembering, but I don't think that I've done it.
I think so.
I bet I'd be awesome at it.
I think I would, too.
Yeah. It looks like something that you just hang on, you know?
Right.
Work those hips. Oh, yeah, Yuzi. Like that.
Oh,
exactly.
Yuzi.
Like, happy Friday, everyone. RadioAlice.com/watch. This is a show you can watch every morning.
Yeah.
But you can. If you want to move those hips.
I wasn't thinking like that, you perv.
Sorry.
This part of the show is brought to you by Indeed. .com. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. We are doing a live secret show in just a couple of days.
Yeah.
We're heading up to Sonoma, the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. It's gorgeous up there. And I think it's supposed to be a little cooler next week, which is a good... Although we are having a pool party, so that's fine.
It gets
warm in that tent.
I think we're getting a mermaid, too.
Oh.
I always love
mermaids. I love how you always plan out little things like mermaids. And, you know, why wouldn't we have a mermaid? Fantastic. So we're doing a live secret show, which is... The secret show is a podcast we do in addition to this show. We're trying to get a couple of those up a week. And once in a while, we take it live. We take it on the road. And this is your opportunity to come and see it. You have to be over 21. The live shows get pretty crazy. Some of them have been, like, to the point where it's like, I don't even know if we should air that one. Like, that one's insane. So hopefully we'll be able to keep it within the parameters.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody's kind of lit and, you know, the listeners. Sometimes the most surprising thing about live secret shows is what people are willing to stand up in front of a huge crowd and say. Like, I guess it's because it's kind of a safe space. You know, we all know we're not going to tell the secret. Well, we might tell your secrets. We won't tell each other's. But that it's everyone there is a fan of the show and they all, you know, we're all looking for something that's a little bit beyond what we've heard before.
A little racy.
We've heard some crazy stories.
Yeah. Do you have any emails you can bring or maybe we could?
I do have some, sure. But usually,
people.
Usually Hooman hoopers it up. Phil Donahue.
Yeah, I look forward
You do a wonderful job.
Interacting
with
the crowd.
He runs around. He's got his mic. He runs all through the audience. And it's as, you know,
Phil Donahue.
Yeah, Phil Donahue.
Thank you.
He gets very excited and, you know, does anyone have an answer for that? And runs over to you. It's amazing.
Or then he'll tell you, sit down.
Yeah, yeah. He's actually very brusque at times. So the live secret show is happening next Wednesday night in Sonoma. And then the next morning we're doing a live broadcast. And that's open to the public. So you don't need tickets for that. Bring the whole family. It's like this show, family friendly. And it's in the tent that's set up right in the front there. So we'd love to have you come to that. And they do a nice breakfast at
the
Fairmont.
It's air-conditioned, everyone.
The tent is?
Yeah.
Yeah. It still gets warm with all the bodies, but it's, you know, it's a good time. So if you'd like to go to the secret show and you're over 21, be starting with caller number 9. We'll take 10 callers. We'll do 10 pairs of tickets right now. 800-400-3697. You get to go to the Live Secret Show and then to the pool party afterward where we're going to be karaokeing. There's the Great Narwhal Floaty Race, which should be exciting. There's apparently mermaids at this thing as well.
We have a DJ.
Ooh.
We're going to do a little cake cutting for Alice's 21st birthday.
That's right, because Alice, I think right around now is when, I don't know the exact date in 06 that Alice signed on, but it was June, right?
You mean 96?
What did I say?
06.
Yes, 96. God,
I believe
so
it was
ago.
June, Sarah, yeah. But I don't know the date either.
So anyway, this will be the official 21st birthday for the Radio Alice. Can't believe it, 21 years. Actually, you know, in radio, people, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah,
like a
sure.
huge one. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. And now it's time for Celebrity Trash, brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin.
We have to mix.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. In Dublin, San Jose, and Burlingame.
I don't like it.
Why?
Because Burlingame's already got its own fame. Dublin's over there like, you can't give us this. That's all we, I mean.
People confuse us with that town in Ireland all the time.
We just ask for, you know, one shout out a day. You can't give us that. Burlingame's got to get in on the act. And San Jose, really?
Why?
They got everything. There's Silicon Valley.
You know, I kind of agree with them. I think we should just keep it Dublin.
Okay.
Is that, I mean, you know, we could vote.
Well, I mean, we should do the copy that is given
yes,
to us.
Yes, we should
right.
do, exactly. So that's 3 votes. That's okay. all we need. We have a majority.
Yeah. We got it,
fine,
okay?
Fine, Dublin, you get yours, all right? Yesterday was not April Fool's Day, so I'm pretty sure this isn't a joke. Bill Cosby is planning a series of town hall meetings on sexual assault and how to avoid being falsely accused.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh. His lawyers were asked, why are you letting him do this? Anything he says on those stages would be admissible when and if they retry. They say they're going to retry him, but who knows? And
well, you
like,
can
no,
say that
totally
in the moment,
fine.
And then right. the news cycle shifts, and then you go, we don't have the money for that.
Right.
And we didn't win the first time, so let's skip.
Yeah, it's highly likely that he will never be retried for this. He did an interview, two of his reps did an interview on a Birmingham TV station, and the rep said he wants to talk to young people because this is bigger than Bill Cosby. He feels vindicated. This issue can affect any young person, especially young athletes of today, and they need to know what they're facing when they're hanging out and partying, when they're doing certain things they shouldn't be doing. And it also affects married men. People need to be educated. A brush against the shoulder, anything at this point, can be considered sexual assault. So look for Bill Cosby at a town hall meeting near you. He's going to just do some kind of, this is, I mean, it's really, it's a PR blitz, and it's a way for him to, you know.
Well, he wants his legacy.
I guess he does, so he wants to.
But he's admitted to giving women drugs, hasn't he?
He has.
That's the part that I can't sort of look past, is if right. that's something he was up to, it sort of leans towards the stories, the 40 some odd stories that have been told by women out there who say, that guy drugged me.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
like,
I don't,
it's happened so many times, and I think the number's 60.
I didn't want to believe it.
I grew up
a Bill Cosby fan.
Me
but.
Too. I couldn't have loved him more. I mean, for a dude I didn't know, and that, you know, I mean, you loved him.
Right.
You just got a great vibe from him. I love Jell-O Pudding Pops. We used to listen to his old albums.
Fat Albert.
The Chicken Heart. Fat Albert.
The
Mr. Huxtable. You know, the whole thing. And then to find out this had been going on the whole time, it's disgusting. And I'm sorry, maybe you can question it when it's 5 ladies coming
I'll
at
tell you something, though. When I just had started DJing in San Diego, in my early 20s, I had a DJ friend who actually was very careful about taking anyone home because the idea that someone could just accuse you of something and it's your word against theirs and suddenly you're in the public eye and what are you going
to
do?
And that's attached to you, whether it's true or not.
So not to defend him or even defend his town hall thing, but there is that. You know, especially with these athletes who are made of money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, how many
going to bars and dragging some lady out of a bar into a, you know, back to your house.
She takes a few pictures. Suddenly your wife hates you and you've got a side baby. Mm-hmm. And there, and it seems like, too, that a lot of times people try to trap people with, you know, we're safe and I'm on the pill or whatever. And then they wind up with a baby. I mean, there's no question that there are people out there who would sink to the level of scamming another person to get what I guess they feel they deserve in life. I'm not sure, but just what they want. Oh, God, I'm with whoever.
Lazy. They just don't want to work.
I want to win the lottery. Mm. You know?
Do you have the part where the interviewer responds?
No, I don't.
Where she comments on what the rep says.
Yeah, tell me what you...
Is it kind of a...
Do as I say, not as I do. Yeah. Right. Well, good for her. Will anyone not be able to see through this PR blitz? Probably.
There are people who probably want to sit there and have him seem innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Again, there's the guy was in our lives for
our whole
40,
lives.
60, whatever years he's been famous.
Yep.
It's hard to reconcile the two characters.
It is. It just goes to show you that things are almost never what they appear to be. You know, there have been a few big celebrity letdowns over the years, and it's just, you know, these people are humans. Some of them are great people. Some of them are awful people. And unfortunately, in today's world, all sides end up getting exposed.
You know, on the other side, forget about the Bill Cosby thing and the idea that he's going to go out and do a town hall. I can see why some young men or women get fame and don't want to be careful. They're like, why am I going to waste this?
Right.
I got a little pat. People want to hang out with me. Finally.
Right. I'm so tired of being alone.
I can get attention so easily. I just show up somewhere and someone wants to hang with me. I could see why young people would say, there's no point in being famous if
you can't reap
if
the
I
rewards.
Don't enjoy it.
Right.
You know, like Leo seems to really have it figured out.
He does.
How to enjoy fame.
And yet, when trouble came knocking at his door, he immediately went to the police with the things that could cause him trouble. You know, there's a guy who's like, not only am I enjoying this to the fullest, I don't want any trouble. I don't need to trip over anything. Here's all the artwork that this dude who financed my movie gave me. Just take it. I don't even want it. I don't need it. I don't need anything sinking my yacht. And I don't think we've ever heard any kind of, well, I don't know. Maybe I just don't remember them. Has anybody ever alleged anything against Leo DiCaprio? Like maybe he makes people sign non-disclosures.
I think when he was young, him and a group of buddies were kind of known for
causing trouble.
Carousing for the late night.
Yeah.
Nonsense. But that's
never got to Shia LaBeouf standards.
Well, he never got to Bill Cosby standard.
Yes.
He never was accused of anything. So I don't know how careful he had to be.
I'm looking at an incident in 2005. DiCaprio's face was severely injured when model Aretha Wilson hit him over the head with a broken bottle at a Hollywood party.
You remember that?
After pleading guilty in 2010, the girl was sentenced to prison for 2 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he had to get surgery to get
Yeah, I totally don't remember
out.
That.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Mm. That's funny. I mean, it's not funny. Don't hit people with bottles.
That's
not even in the rut. That's somebody else did something bad to him.
He was already in his 30s by then. I'm thinking, because he was a huge star already in his late teens.
Kid, yeah.
Gilbert Grape.
Well, he was the friend on Family Ties, right?
Not Family Ties. The Alan Thicke Show.
Growing Pains.
Yeah, there you go. How old is he?
He was a little kid on that.
Oh, he's only 42.
Oh, geez, he's just a child still.
Good for him.
Mm. Johnny Depp made an appearance at the Glastonbury Festival last night. And he apparently thought that would be the perfect time to make a joke about assassinating President Trump. He was told that he could say anything. I guess he, I don't know, asked backstage. I don't know why they've included that. I mean, you're Johnny Depp. Of course he can say anything. So according to The Guardian, he said, can we bring Trump here? Oh, you know what? We have audio of this. Do you want to play
we
it?
We do. It's poor. I can play it for you, but it's
can you make it out?
Crappy. Yeah. Here.
All right. He lies for a living.
That's so funny. I just got a text from a friend who wrote, it's not hard to reconcile. They're actors. They make believe for a living. And that was about Bill Cosby, but yeah. And then he just said it.
Yep. I lie for a living.
I lie for a living. It's what they do.
Right.
Of course we fall for it because
sure.
They're good at what they do.
Right. Well, even Tiger, I mean, he just seemed to be a guy who kept his head down, kept his eyes on his own paper, had a nice family life. I mean, he was acting the role of the perfect, you know.
Tiger, though, was really robot golf guy in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you knew
fully
nothing
with you.
About him, but I'm so good at golfing.
Right. That's all I care about. I love golfing and my wife and my kids.
Never talked about things.
It was bizarre when that whole thing broke. Just stunning. At least he wasn't raping those girls. Bill. So, Johnny also said, you know, it's just a question. I'm not insinuating anything. This is going to be in the press. It'll be horrible. I like that you all are a part of it. They're all like, oh, what? So, I don't know. Ill-advised, but no harm done. He isn't saying he would do it. Donald Trump, in the meantime, has finally done something that pissed off both the liberals and the conservatives. Some people are calling it an unforgivable sin, Vincent. He was caught driving his golf cart on the green. It was his own. People are flipping at their lids. Like, you can do anything else. Like, he can ruin the whole world, but he drives his cart on the green.
At his golf course?
It was.
Okay. So he's like,
he was at his own club in Bedminster, New Jersey. Someone videotaped him cruising around on the putting green. So, you know, golfers consider this too, because that's a delicate section. It's super closely treated. Even if you, you know, scrape some of the grass up, you're supposed to put your divots back anywhere that you are. But he's, you know, you got to be super careful on the green. You know, we're all using this. So we got to keep it nice. And he drove right on it. The guy who's filming the video says, how great is that? It's the only place you can drive on the green, right? Your own golf course. Trump drives up to the guys that are filming him, and he seems to joke about it, saying something about how they shouldn't get security. And one of them asks him how he's hitting the ball, and he says, good until this hole. Golfers on Twitter have been tearing into him, saying things like, driving a cart on the green should be an impeachable offense, and you can scrap free health care, veto the climate agreement, and hate foreigners, but driving over a green, unforgivable. Others were secretly envious. Someone said, I'd 100% do this if I was him. And someone else said, he also splits tens in blackjack, which is my personal favorite.
Is it?
It is. You've got a 20. Don't split
those. You blackjack people are impossible. You make the game no fun.
Split your aces, split your eights, so you don't split your tens.
Oh, I just am always 20. Like, I think there's a three there. Hit me. People look at me like, you son of a bee. You can't take a hit here.
Yeah.
No, I'm playing my game.
You're
hit
screwing
me.
Up everyone else's game. And you just took the dealer's bus card. Thank you. I get up from your table.
Well, trust me, I don't play because I want a hit. It's my $5. I'm going for broke here. Hit me. All you people with your, you can't, don't do it.
You got to play. You have to play the system. You have
don't
to
touch
consistent.
The cards. What do you mean don't touch? They're my cards.
No, you can't touch them. If they're dealt face up, you're not supposed to touch them.
I hear you people.
This is a night at Sarah's house playing poker. With Mike J there too, he's telling everybody all the rules and
it's bogus. Dude, put
annoying.
A drink in your mouth and quit it.
Well, poker at my house though, I mean I'm not by the end of the night everyone's just so messy. Like poor
That's
Mike
true.
Who's you know, he's a good dealer and he lays out all the cards and he's just, you know, super he knows all the rules. He can count the hands. He knows what to do. And by the end of the night, everyone is just sloshed. And he's just, you can just see the pain in his eyes. Oh, poor Mike.
Mike, hit me for the millionth time.
We're not even playing blackjack. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, so much. I have a weird question I'm going to ask you to see if you do it the same as everyone else.
Oh, I probably do.
I wonder.
Well,
after
we'll
these.
Find out.
Do
go.
No, I just.
You've been nailing it. That whole break, I mean, you're due to do's.
Thank you.
Yeah. Very impressive, Vincent. Good morning, everybody. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Friday. It's Pride weekend. And so we're playing. Yuzi came up with a great list. Like, I'm having
of music,
of music for us to play throughout the morning show, and I'm just like cracking up at some of the stuff that she picked out.
Some people wrote in and just loved our very first song, Freedom. I love Freedom. I'm dancing in my bathroom as I type this text.
That's Human's theme song, you know, Free Like a Bird. Freedom, freedom.
He's not free.
I know, he's not.
So freedom, close to free.
Freedom.
You got to give what you say.
Keep going.
I like the music video.
Oh.
With all the, we're busy watching a cat throw itself into a drawer and then close the drawer.
It's so funny.
That's what we're doing.
I like
that. It's a magic cat. It's
hey,
a magic
is that
cat.
On Facebook?
It could be.
It's a video that went viral, this week.
I'm going to put it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, send me a link to it, too. I want to see that without any effort.
On Facebook this morning, I saw a video. Of a motorcycle, it was a road rage incident, right?
Ooh, we saw that one yesterday. Yeah, I saw that.
Motorcycle
showed it to me yesterday.
I didn't see it.
It's a guy on a motorcycle. You don't know what the car and the motorcycle have been fighting about because you're coming into it in this moment.
But, like from someone else's dash cam?
Yes, from another person. They're behind them. You're looking at the backside of this motorcycle, and I think it's a Prius. But the motorcyclist... And it's a big bike, too. It's not one of those sort of crotch rockets. It's more of a big cruiser bike. But he leans into the car to kick it, which is, of course, I'm watching going, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. You're on a motor. What do you think you're going to do to a Prius with your dumb foot?
Besides hurt your foot.
Yeah.
So he goes to kick it, and the Prius turns his car into the motorcycle. And the motorcyclist hits the brakes. Clearly, the guy can ride because he hits the brakes, even kind of bounces off the center divide, but doesn't fall.
Mm-hmm.
But the Prius that spun into him completely loses control, hits the wall, spins out into traffic, makes another car flip over him, and it's just mayhem. And the motorcyclist just goes,
he takes off.
Well, yeah. Yes.
He needed to stay at the scene of that. He's a witness to that, and he is involved in that.
Yeah, he was involved
in it.
Did you see this?
And that's a hit and run in its own way.
And that dash cam probably has his license
I don't know. That's the thing, though. You don't know who... He didn't cause it in the sense that him kicking the car would have done anything. The Prius... turned into him.
Yeah, look, they're both a-holes, and they both needed to stay on the scene.
It's mayhem, and it was on Facebook this morning.
Horrible.
Oh, my God.
Everyone, if you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page right now, I posted a picture of a hedgehog being fed.
Oh, fun.
I want to see the magical cat.
The hedgehog is way better. I'm going to put that on your wall.
Let me take care of this. This part of the program brought to you by Hum by Verizon, coming up at 7 o'clock. Your first chance today to get qualified to see Coldplay in Paris. Get answers before you have questions. Vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Looking for something to do this weekend?
Sure.
Sit in your house and click on RadioAlice.com all weekend long.
We'll have a whole list of events that you can, you know, pretend to your friends that you went to.
Right.
So you can post on Facebook.
Yeah, sure. There you go. As though you're going to stuff.
Here's what's happening. The weather will be much cooler today, everyone.
Ooh, that's a relief.
In fact, as I looked at the in the paper this morning, Walnut Creek was 104 yesterday. Today, it'll be 90.
Oh, wow.
Much better. San Ramon was 105. Today, 94. Same for Danville. Pittsburgh was 108 yesterday.
Oh, my God.
Today, 94. So going to be much better today. And
get
even and really cool here in the city with the fog rolling
the fog.
In.
Right.
Carl the fog.
It's okay.
Carl the fog.
I mean, I got it. Thanks, though. Carl.
People are clearly into
it's
it.
Funny.
In the Marina.
The world's ugliest dog contest.
Yeah.
I do love this contest.
So fun.
It happens in Petaluma every year.
It's always some jacked up chihuahua with its tongue wrapped around its nose, you know.
One hair coming out of its,
right.
I don't know, the middle of its eyes.
Or one of those smush faced bulldoggy, you know, those are good too.
Organizers say the pooches will face off on a red carpet walk during today's, it looks like it's today.
Yeah.
In Petaluma. They say the show is intended to show that all dogs, regardless of physical appearance, can be lovable additions to any family.
Yep.
Blind Chihuahua Chinese Crested Mix named Sweepy Rambo is the current champ.
Oh, Sweepy. That's right. I remember that from last year.
And walked away with the $1,500
year. That's a nice prize.
Yeah.
To have an ugly dog.
Yeah. They say the purpose of the event also is to celebrate dogs for their natural ugliness. They don't want any owners to alter their appearance.
Right. Don't make your dog ugly on purpose.
We're celebrating your dog's natural butt ugliness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't want to be starting to get into dog plastic surgery.
Right.
Getting like arms attached to their faces and stuff.
This might be one of my favorite stories of the day.
Okay.
The FCC has slapped a robocaller with a $120 million fine.
Oh. Really? Oh, that's great news.
An agency in Florida said...
Congratulations.
They're saying this Florida network made 96 million calls in 3 months.
I'm pretty sure 94 million of them came to my house. It sucks so bad. You know, you hear your cell phone go off. You know only a few people have your number that you know. So, of course, you put everything down. You go over there, and then it's just that GD. You've won a trip to the Bermuda Triangle.
Hi, it's Adrian, or whatever the name is. And you go, hello? Son of a... Man, I don't even want to answer this thing
right.
anymore.
Isn't there some kind of scam, too, where if they can get you to say the word yes, now they've got you on tape
We've
saying
heard
yes?
That. Yeah.
Look, this person agreed.
The fine is against Adrian Abramovich of Miami, saying his operation has made, the business is called Marketing Strategy Leaders, made 96 million spoofed robocalls during a three-month period.
And
90% of them were to wireless phones.
Yeah.
And one of the things that now I'm on to you is they mimic the phone number they're calling. So you get a call from 415 if your phone number is 415.
Yes.
So you think, it's...
Local,
and I...
Somebody.
The reason I fell for it the most is I always thought it was someone here at work.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone from...
Right. Someone who knows my phone number, who's not in my contacts list. Okay. It's 415. I'll pick that up.
And then it's, and one of the others is a hotel chain that unless I am absolutely, positively, with no other option, I won't go to them. I'm not going to say who because I don't want no trouble. But
yeah. I know who it is. I've gotten those calls too.
And I just think, don't say.
Well, I didn't say.
I didn't hear you. Don't say it. But it's one of those where I just think, you know what? You are not getting my business by doing this. You're
right.
Getting the opposite.
Right.
Don't do it. Don't call me.
No.
So it's nice to see the FCC stepping up. They fined this dude $120 million.
Hopefully that's enough to put him out of business.
Yeah. And I don't know why any company would want their name associated with those invasive...
Annoying.
Dude.
Have you guys been getting the Scam Likely contact on your phone?
Scam Like? Oh, yeah. You were telling me about that. I haven't gotten that, but you were saying
it's a new feature. So I guess the carriers have implemented something new that it if it's what do you call it?
A certain area code?
No, if it's supposedly like suspicious.
Oh, they can tell if it's like, yeah. Well, they would know if that person has been placing 96 million phone calls.
Right.
Right. So I've been getting that and I just don't pick it up. I think it's great.
Wait, that it actually great. Says...
It says scam likely. And I'm like, I'd never save somebody's contact as scam likely.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool, though.
All you the dudes out there named Scam.
No, but I have learned to just not pick up my phone anymore. Unless it says your name, you're in my contacts, and I know who you are and
why
you're
calling. It makes it hard because you also don't have your voicemail set up. So if I was calling you from like a payphone in an emergency...
Really? You'd call me from a payphone, huh? Well, look, throw your cell phone away.
My cell phone was destroyed in whatever accident has brought me to this payphone.
And you've already worked your way through the five other people ahead of me on your list of people you'd call.
I'm in your neighborhood. You're the only one who can help me.
Okay.
For some reason, I'm stranded down here in San Jose at a phone booth. Vinny, please help me. Jesus.
Well, text me.
I don't have a phone! I just told you that!
I want you to pick up a pen.
Okay, I'm ready. I have a feeling this is a test I'm going to fail.
No, you won't fail. Right. There's no failing. Okay. It's just interesting.
I have a pen and paper.
Please draw a circle. Did you go counterclockwise or clockwise? You did?
Yes.
Most people do.
Yeah. That makes sense because you are... Most people are right-handed. If you're lefty, do you most likely go to the...
A new study...
That's my left-handed circle. That is not really very circular.
Wow. A new study analyzed 119,000 drawings of circles from around the world and found that 86% of Americans draw the circles counterclockwise.
Yeah.
And they say, and so do pretty much all of the other English-speaking countries.
Oh, when I draw it clockwise, it's actually a better circle.
But you just said the opposite is true.
No, just right now I'm drawing it. I just drew it.
That was left-handed circle you said.
Yeah. I'm drawing it. I suck at circles.
Well.
So I passed the test. I'm just like everybody else.
Well, it's just interesting because you do it so automatically. Right. Oh, let me make it. Oh,
yep.
That's the way
draw
I do
a circle.
It. Boom.
Right. Not something you give a lot of thought to, but you do things the same way every time.
Yeah. A lot of guys. Well, actually,
this
probably.
This is how we do it.
All of us, when we go to shave, we have a starting spot.
What is it?
Well, like for you, what is it? You tell me. Where do you shave first? So you do you lift your
underarms.
Left arm?
Yeah, left arm, because like I'm right-handed. Then I do the switcheroo.
Okay, so there it is.
Yeah. What about you? Where do you start?
Right here.
On the right cheek.
Yeah. So it's pretty. You know.
Yeah. That is it. We have our routines. You probably brush your teeth the same way every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Put on your clothes in the same order every day.
An 88-year-old guy from Springfield, Ohio, flagged down a cop on Wednesday afternoon to report a theft. He said he'd just received a favor from a prostitute, and after she was done, she stole his wallet.
Oh. So who's in trouble in this scenario?
He identified her as... She only had one eye.
Oh, man. The Fetty Wap of hookers.
She used his credit card to buy some food before he called and had it canceled. The cops are trying to track down a hooker with one eye.
Yeah, and a hook for a hand and a peg leg.
No arrests yet. But you may have missed the very first part of that sentence. 88.
Oh, I did miss that part.
An 88-year-old guy from Springfield,
he
Ohio.
Needs to get, so they're not charging him then? Because they're like, oh, he's 88 and he needs some love. That's all.
It does look like they gave him a pass on prostitution.
That's good.
Charges.
88-year-old John.
88.
I know. Well, nice to know everything's still functional. You know?
One eye.
Yeah. Well, I'm 88. I can't be choosy. Right.
You're paying for it.
Right. Well,
I'm sorry. I'm paying for this. Gonna need you to have
I'm gonna
both
need
eyes.
Two eyes. And just put your hair like over the socket, would you?
The John could just keep his eyes closed.
Yeah. Although, didn't Vinny say that's when you're at your most beautiful? He probably wanted to look at her. Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe after 88 years, he's sick of regular looking girls.
Really?
Yeah, he wants a chick with one eye.
Don't
now that,
look up. Don't
that
look
is
up.
Interesting.
Do not. Empty socket looking at you.
Wonder how it happened.
How the prostitute lost her eye?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not a good. I mean, it's probably a really good story about a really bad time.
I go,
that's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. I didn't want to say it. That. I didn't want to be the one who talked about that. Thanks, Yeezy.
You're welcome. You had to be there, everyone.
We were not talking about a gunshot.
Well, oh, you were. I thought you were talking it. I thought you guys had said that stings really bad.
Yeah, there's one thing that stings real bad, but another thing that just like pokes your eye out.
Okay. Right. Ow. Oh.
That's happened to you?
Is that what you're...
Has that happened to you?
No.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Everyone.
Happy Friday.
707 says, National Pink Day is pretty lame. What it is National Take Your Dog to Work Day.
Oh. It is.
We asked you, Zep, but I guess Ella wasn't in the mood. Back to National Pink Day, everyone. Go to the Alice973 Instagram. The picture is finally up.
Oh, you must have spent so much time pink pimping it out.
Looks incredible.
Does it?
I went over the top, bought frames, filters, the whole nine yards.
Well, you're spending your money on this stuff. That is incredible.
Thank you.
How do I do this?
Oh, man. Is congratulating himself.
I am, because no one else is going to, so I might as well do it. Happy Friday.
Congratulations.
It looks great, Hooman.
I can't make this work. Okay,
oh,
now
man, my shirt looks orange in that.
Yeah,
it
you
looks
actually.
Orange now.
Oh, God.
It's salmon.
It's
salmon,
it's all salmon the time. Colored.
But you got a pink butterfly on your head, so you're okay.
All right, I made the cut.
Oh, my boob looks outrageous.
Yeah, you got a lot of nipples.
Oh, nice. Sorry.
Oh, wow. That's,
way to go, Sarah.
That's awesome. Not what a
nice.
Amazing.
Oh,
that's,
I see.
I'm going my phone
I'm
so I can
very
zoom in.
Vinny and Yuzette are in love in this picture. I don't know if you picked up on that.
We are?
We're in love? What?
Yeah, you got the hearts.
Oh, the hearts over our heads. Yeah. All right.
Oh, that's sweet.
You should put a heart where her nipple is.
Yeah, I would like a
don't
heart.
Don't do it. Leave it.
I really don't.
It's the best part of the photo.
Wow. That really is showing, isn't it?
You look great.
It's really
Sarah.
Showing. I'm not. I'm really showing. Not into
you've never
that.
Looked better.
I think it looks great.
And thank God on Instagram you can expand the photo
I
now.
I know, right?
Much zoomed better.
In. Well, everyone,
I'm a little bit horrified.
Don't
by
be horrified. You look fantastic.
Take this opportunity to celebrate all the pink things in your life, everybody. That's what this day is all about. Happy Friday.
Nice,
thank
human.
You. Your nipples, I guess.
One of your best pictures yet, who?
Wonder
commercials.
Woman stuff
yeah,
next.
There you go.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.